Hey folks, Captain Kevin Faber here for Whalen Bay Marine, and I want to tell you all about a new line of boats they are carrying. Whalen Bay now carries tracker boats, nitro performance fishing boats, sun tracker pontoon boats, Tahoe boats, and we all know the last one, Mako. So now, no matter what your boat needs are, Whalen Bay has you covered. You have your choice of the number one aluminum boat, family boats, performance fishing boats, or just a straight up fishing machine in the new Mako boats. Does it get any better? Also, I can promise you that when you buy your new boat, all of the folks at Whalen Bay will make sure that your boat is rigged correctly and in a timely manner. And you can do all this at Whalen Bay in St. Augustine, located at 845 State Road 207. Or give them a call at 904-217-3778. Whalen Bay Marine, your authorized tracker boats, nitro, sun tracker, Tahoe, and Mako boats. Whalen Bay Marine, give them a call at 904-217-3778.
Now, the Ring Power Fishing Forecast Show on 1010XL.
I'm going to take you fishing, honey. You're going to love it.
Here's Captain Kevin Faber and Captain Scott Shank.
Good evening. Welcome to the Ring Power Fishing Forecast. I'm Captain Kevin Faber, sitting in with Captain Scott Shank.
That's me.
And did you get blown away today?
Dude, I shot marsh hens up there where I live, up there off Old Moultrie Road.
It was...
They were flying by, though. Let me tell you about that.
Yeah. Hey, look.
I hope everybody's okay.
This is...
We'll get through the damage.
This is totally uncalled for in November. Okay? I mean, seriously. You and I were been talking about this. We're like, you asked me, what do you think the fish is going to be like? And I'm like, dude, we've never had it.
No.
Since 1935. We have not had a hurricane in November.
Okay. That Powerball thing or whatever was $2.01 billion?
Yep.
Okay? Mm-hmm. What's the odds of three things happening at the same time? Weather-wise, of a storm coming in.
Yeah, I don't know, bro.
You had a full moon with a lunar eclipse.
I know.
We were going to have a northeaster regardless.
Right.
The northeaster was always in town.
Right.
Well, actually, four then. And then you got a tropical storm coming out of the south. / hurricane.
Yeah.
Landfall was a hurricane.
The only saving grace is that it was moving.
Boy, when it hit land this morning,
right,
at three,
yeah,
it was gone.
Yeah, it was. I got up this morning. I was at my place in Georgia, and I obviously got up early, and I was checking out the news and stuff. And where it hit in Melbourne at like 3 a.m., 4 a.m.,
3 a.m.,
you know, and they all got up, and by 8 o'clock, it was gone. I mean, they had like blue skies.
Yep.
I mean, you know, totally the opposite of Ian.
Yep.
Ian just kind of crawled, man. Yep. It was like, come on, man, just go by us.
And the sad thing on this one, because it was so, we'll use the term disorganized.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Even though it spun up at the very last 200 miles before it hit the coast. But that weather trail, or the weather around this, 400 miles. That's the whole state of Florida.
I know, 400
miles. 400 miles is the whole state of Florida. The only one that didn't get hit was Miami south to there, but everything else this way was covered up.
Yep.
400 miles around.
I know. It was giant.
Giant storm.
Yeah, and it's not done.
Oh, no,
it's going to go right up the northeast coast.
Hey, you were worried about dusty roads and stuff up there at the property? You ain't got to worry about it after tomorrow.
No.
I think you'll have some water.
Yeah, I hope so. I know that sounds crazy, but it can dump up there, man. It can dump all at once. I mean, it's as dry as you'll ever see it.
Yep.
And you know what? I mean, honestly, here, I mean, besides Ian, we haven't had any water. We haven't had any rain, which helps things,
right.
You know. But
thank goodness, yeah, because, I mean, we're here at your house. I know what your house looks like for this many years now.
Yep.
And, I mean, I was kind of shocked that your ditches really didn't have anything
in
them.
No, we don't have, have any water in them. No.
And it was like, huh, okay. I mean, I don't think we had more than... Two and a half inches, you know. The wind got us. I mean, the wind was, you know, I mean, it was blowing around.
I can look around.
I was talking to the wife, though. You know, you sit there and watch this, and, you know, you're watching these trees just do all this. You know how limber a tree must be to sit there and take?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm just, you know, I know this was nothing, but 40, 50, 60 mile an hour yeah. winds, and that poor little thing just is shaking back and forth.
You think about how many 100-year-old oak trees we have.
Yes.
They've seen some storms, bro.
Go down 9 Mile Road, which I call 9 Mile Road, and everybody calls it a National Golf Drive.
Right. Yeah.
Those trees are probably 400 years old.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, those big oaks and stuff, all those hardwood trees. Yeah,
they've been around for a long time.
Yeah, yep. Mother Nature, bro.
Yep.
Yep. But it was, like I said, I didn't get back in town until this afternoon. It worked out perfect. I mean, I left up there around 12 o'clock, and I got basically a four-hour drive.
Yes.
And I figured that I would hit the worst of it around Waycross, which is exactly what happened. It was
good for you.
It was really bad in Waycross for another 20, 30 miles. But you could watch it. I told Carrie, I said, watch the trees. I said, it's blowing northeast right now, and this is going to be the worst part of it. And I said, it's when we get through this, you're going to see it go east, and you're going to see it go south. Mm-hmm. And by the time we got to basically Folkestone, It was turning south. So, yeah. Yeah. So, Tommy wants to come in and join us here on the Ring Power Fishing Forecast Show. Let's go talk to Tommy. Tommy.
Hey, I'm here. You got me?
Yeah, I got you, buddy.
All right. No, I really had a funny story that has nothing to do with the hurricane.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Switching over from jobs, doing what I'm doing, building houses, remodeling this and that. Queens Harbor. Now, I'm going to ask this. Scotty Shanks, do you know where Queens Harbor is?
Sure do.
Attaboy.
Yep.
Good job.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Okay. So now, the other question is, do you know who Maurice Jones-Drew is? Not that that's important, but yes. Yeah, good one. Yep.
Okay. Right. Yeah, so we're with you so far.
We got you.
I'm with you. Sorry, trying to speed it up. Anyway, I'm redoing his house. Well, I guess it must have sat for a while. But anyway, we're kind of remodeling his house, getting ready to sell, and a new military guy bought it, this and that. So we're doing all that. But this dude lives on a pond on the golf course in Queens Harbor.
Yep.
And here's a quick one. I spent on Monday, first couple, we've been working on it for a week or two, and all the guys were here. I took a beetle spin with my ultralight and had the most fun catching bass before the storm, Monday, Tuesday. The bass, yep. I mean, they were all 10 inches. Like you guys thought, the little buck bass, 10 inches, yep. Man. Yep. I mean, if you call them out of ponds, but just sitting there, all the other dudes were so impressed. Oh, man, you know, you think about sitting in Mojo's old house, sitting catching bass across from the golf course. It was a great thing. But, it was just one of the
Did you ever catch anything big?
Nah, they were all nah. – they were all 10-inchers or,
right.
or big.
Well, but, I mean, you're throwing a beetle spin.
Yeah, yeah.
Going into top water or something like that. They hit the spin off the beetle spin, so I had to take the barb off the beetle spin, and I went jig only and was still catching it. If I threw it 10 times, I would catch 7 bass.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Nothing but the wind was drifting the bait. Oh, them some, they were starving to death.
Well, it was
oh,
before
my
the front,
God.
Too.
Yeah.
They're going to chew right before that, you know.
Oh, yeah, I mean, and that's what I kept. And all I kept saying was, Bill Dance said it'd be like this. That's what.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's about where he fishes too. Yeah, on golf course ponds.
Yeah,
that's
his
specialty.
We didn't have a scuba diver hooking up fish though. No
yeah,
scuba
you
divers
just don't
hooking
see
up
the
fish.
Backdrop.
Right. Yeah.
You don't see the backdrop.
But no, I have. Other than that, no, it's been terrible, terrible weather, and everyone else is, you know, crummy for everybody. But that was the best story I had for the last week.
Tommy, just real quick, have you been down to the river? Have you been down to St. John's since the storm hit?
Yeah, I have. Even our boss would play. It's just, there's so much water, and there's people catching shrimp. I mean, before this.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course, yeah.
And, I mean, they really, but it wasn't, it's just, it's a lot of water now. And I'm not, after Ian, the Boswick house, the new dock that, the ex-father-in-law just put up. It got washed back. Cason said he went down there on Sunday, this past weekend, and you could go out up the steps and go out two pilings worth, and all you could see was pilings after that.
Right.
And this will be this will crush it again. But that's fine. Yeah. I hope the old son of a gun sells it to me for cheap now.
Good time to buy one.
I gotta be, even though I'm an ex, all his boys are involved, so he's gotta sell it to me cheap. I'm the only one who'll buy it.
Right, yes, you are.
Anyway.
All right, buddy, be good.
The only ones who would laugh at that. See you, boys.
See you. Yeah, we are the only ones who would laugh at that. Yeah. But yeah, I feel for people. I mean, it's
I mean, the destruction on A1A is incredible.
You know, is it bad? I mean, again, we know
6 miles that are impassable
from Volano to Ponte Vedra. Mm-hmm. Really?
From well, right to the entrance. They have a.
So are they letting anybody over the Volano Bridge?
No, it's all shut down. The only way you can get there is call 911 and some rep from, I mean, a fireman from St. John's County will bring a heavy duty truck like Zach drives around.
Yeah.
And it'll come and get you because it's in that bad of shape.
Unbelievable.
I mean, the pavement's all cracked, falling and fell in the water. You know, it's miles of in and out. Sand all over the road. Down there by Marine Land.
Yeah, I know.
It's like four feet deep in sand down there.
That's always, they've spent so much money in St. John's County building up that basically bulkhead between the Volano, between the inlet and the gate station, which was the old gate station. It's now an Exxon station, but hopefully people know what I'm talking about.
That's
a stretch of, 7 miles?
That's what's closed to.
It's all closed.
Mm-hmm. So any of those houses.
So obviously, if it did that, those dunes have got to be gone.
They're gone. It's a straight shelf. When you look up, you really got to. I mean.
So how did it get to A1A?
Huh? They washed it out. You know right what we call Ben Wells.
Are you talking so from underneath it washed it out? Okay.
Collapsed the
pavement
under the road.
Yeah.
All on the east side.
Wow.
From the first walkover.
Yep.
To the gate station.
Yep.
It's shut down.
All right, I got you. 641-1010. If you want to give us a call right here on the Ring Power Fishing Forecast, when we come back, we'll talk to Captain Leon Dana. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome to the Ring Power Fishing Forecast Show on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Ring Power Fishing Forecast. Captain Kevin Favor and me.
That's Captain Scott Shank.
That's it?
Yeah. Captain Leon Dana.
That Leon Dana, right?
Yeah. You remember him?
No.
Yeah.
Dude, that guy
charter
too.
Actually.
Yeah.
His charter actually questioned why they couldn't fish.
You know, were you really serious, Leon, when he said that?
I can show you the text.
Okay. All right.
I'd really love to talk to them on radio.
Listen, and when I told you. Okay, so when I had my flats boat. I was a full-time inshore guide.
Yep.
Okay, 94. And this is when red fishing was, like, big time, man. I mean, it was...
The Paul Padrone era.
Yeah, I mean, so then we discovered, by chance, the flood tides. Nobody knew anything. My dad used to tell me about...
Stories about
seeing redfish when he was marshland hunting. Okay, but now I never put two and two together. But I would have charters, so many charters that I had to fish on every tide, and Leon, I started seeing these fish tail, and so I went to the old mentor Larry Minyard,
who had been
doing it for a little while fly fishing, and he's like, dude, just keep this quiet, don't say anything. My point is that Travis Tabor, who continues to fish with me to this day, I showed him about wading the flats. And when do you have great flood tides? You have it during tropical storms or hurricanes.
Yeah.
And he and I literally, and I'm not exaggerating, we would launch at Mike's place, go straight across, and the roughest, nastiest stuff that you could imagine in a flats boat. I mean, that play, you know that straight rider gets ugly.
Yeah, it gets ugly. It's a straightaway. It's north and south.
Ugly.
Yeah.
And we would wade fish, Leon, in those storms.
Wow.
I mean, we did. And we were eat up with it. You know, I mean, it was blowing.
Good gosh.
And we caught fish. We caught fish. But you know what, Leon, at that time, again, he said, it was different, man. When those flats flooded, there would be
hundreds,
30, 40, 50 fish a flat. You know?
Yeah. It was awesome.
It was.
I've never seen that in my career.
No, you won't. You'll never see it. You will never see that many fish on flooded flats again. You're going to see five or six fish if you're lucky. Yeah. You're going to have a couple shots, a flood tide if you're lucky. But
right.
No, I, and again, I'm not exaggerating. When you know at that time it was one fish per person. We would catch our one redfish, and we would wade right past all the redfish to go sheephead fishing.
Yep.
You know, because there'd be so many sheephead up there.
Did you ever see that many drum up there doing that?
I've caught one drum.
Why is it only a sheephead and a redfish thing?
That's a great question. That's a great question. And the other thing you will not see up there is a small red.
Really?
No.
Yeah, they're going to be healthy ones.
Yeah, but simply for the fact that I think that they know that the ospreys will pick them off.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And there's a certain weight factor.
You've got
to have a weight factor to be up there.
Yeah, and I've never seen a rat red on a flat. They're all, you know, that generally speaking, 20 to 25 is the norm. You know, I've never caught one oversized on a flat.
Right.
And all the sheephead are usually good fish, too.
Oh, the sheephead, absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, not even a 3-pounder.
Oh, no, they're all nice fish. Nice fish.
Yeah.
Fun stuff, Leon. You used to, that was the time of year, man, that I'm not exaggerating. In January, I was booking wading trips, you know, because I would just look at the tides in August and September. Yeah. And just book those trips out. I mean, Doug Wenzel to this day loves to do that.
Yep.
But he went in the heyday too.
Yeah.
You know,
that doesn't surprise me with Doug one bit.
No,
I can see you making that call. Hey, that storm's going to hit. What time do we go, Captain?
Oh, absolutely. He would. He'd be all over it.
Yep.
You know, Doug, nor'easter's blowing 25 to 30. Let's go. Perfect.
God. That's like the clients that I say be at the boat ramp at 5:30, and they're like, no problem.
I want to know when I've never done that in my life, except for big boats, when they knew they were going mahi fishing. We had to go.
Right.
But I can't wake nobody up at 5:30 to go red fishing. I can tell you that right now.
No, be at the ramp at 5:30, not wake up at 5:30.
Oh, no, there's no way in hell that'll ever happen. I'm up.
By the way,
get up.
I agree with Scott. I mean... If I got back into throwing topwater plugs.
Yes.
You know.
And you know you only had two people that I'm in for that.
But the places that I love to throw topwater plugs, Leon, I ain't getting near my boat.
No.
I know that we could go throw on the it would be the West Bank. Across from Shell Bluff, you know you can catch
little
fish
trout. You're gonna catch a little trout.
Yeah. But where I want to go, I need a flats boat. I need a shallow water boat.
I'll tell you who you. God rest his soul. But boy, I would love to know how many trout Dennis Goldstein caught over 10 pounds.
Yeah, and he loved it. He loved
Salt
to throw
Run
top.
Is where he lived at.
Yep.
That's the only reason St. Augustine got put on the map was Salt Run.
His trout fishing
and stuff. He used to write articles for.
Yep.
You know?
Yes, sir.
Speak of my trout. Please tell me that the pond didn't flood out where all the goodies came out of our pond.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
My goodies are doing just fine. That pond filled up very nicely. It's got a fresh, clean
dousy
water in there.
Yeah. But they can't swim out, right?
No, they can't swim out. They're in there still.
Okay. All right.
My pets are doing very
well.
Right
there next to the bridge. Where
I know. I know
where you're
going. So, Leon, have you kept track of how many fish you put in there?
God, no, I don't. I've sent many videos to you guys of trout, redfish, flounder, and black drum, and I've released my shrimp in there. I released my mud minnows in there. You know, there's plenty of pets, and we'll get a good view at them come this winter. You know, when you walk over the bridge, you just look down into that crystal pond, and you'll see that from above. There's no doubt about that. And I mean,
you know what
I
we need? We need
flounder.
A drone.
We would.
Yeah, we need a drone. Yeah.
No, we don't. We just need a spotter from the top of the bridge.
We just need somebody else to operate the drone, not you.
That's right.
You get it. We'll operate it. That's all we're asking.
On.
You picked me up.
Let's not rehash this, okay?
No, we're not,
rehashing.
But wouldn't that be cool?
No, we don't need to even just go down this road, okay?
No, no, I'm just saying you could put that thing a foot above the water and go all around the edge of that pond. It would be
You know, and I told you this. I think I told you last week. I got a new phone. And for some reason, all of my was gigabytes, whatever, they were all taken. And I'm going, I got a brand new phone.
Oh,
it was 64. And I'm going, what the hell's going on with this, Leon? Well,
64 gigs?
Yeah.
That's all you have?
Well, no, that's what he's saying. I mean, it was filled up.
It was filled up.
Yeah. It was filled up where it only showed 64
Yeah, that's all
gigs.
I have on my phone is 64, right? Right? So
that's like nothing.
It isn't?
I don't know.
How many do you have on your phone?
256 gigs, and I run, and I have over 13,000 photos.
Yeah, but your videos suck.
Let me make my point. My point was is that I had to go through this new phone, and when you get a new phone, you know you don't know how to use it. But I came to all these videos
that were cool.
It was cool. I sat there and looked at all these
old videos
I had deleted off of my old phone, but somehow...
Oh, so it brought them all back up.
It brought them all back up,
right.
Yes.
Oh, so now you got to download all that to get clearance.
No, you just go in there and delete them all. But I had to look at them, Leon.
Yeah.
I mean...
Sure, absolutely.
Yes, I had the video of the day that we went up there on the West Bank. Scott was with you, and I was with Chip. Oh, my gosh.
That's fun.
Classic videos, man. I mean, just really, really good stuff. And I'll have to tell you, Leon, 80% of my videos were from you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You do more video than anybody, for sure. That's why you need, like, 1 million gigabytes or whatever it is.
Yeah, because I'm just telling you, we were trying to look for that school of finger mullet you said you used to have underneath the bridge and wait for this one, boys. It was so pixeled out, I couldn't tell what a finger mullet was.
Yeah, that has everything to do with the way it's transferred via.
It is.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, because I try to send stuff to the outdoor show video, and they're like, we can't use that on Facebook.
Yeah, because it's small, medium, and large, but you got to use the actual size, and it might take up more.
It's the videos that are. And I'm like, damn, I had a good video.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get it, Leon. So. Before the storm, any fishing?
I was pretty happy.
Okay.
Yeah, I was fishing every single day. Water temperature had gotten as warm as 78 degrees in the valley.
Right.
That's pretty darn warm.
That's all we had a damn tropical storm.
Yeah.
Water clarity was pretty darn decent. You know, it was dark, but I could still see down over a foot into the water. Lots of shrimp in the creeks, lots of finger mullet still in the creeks. I had switched over from shrimp to just using mud minnows at this point. Since it got cloudy and windy, I wasn't able to throw the cast in for the mullet. It was impossible to see them.
Right.
But I was doing very well on redfish in the creeks, both underslots and slots. Caught a few very nice trout this week before then. Got lucky on some overslot reds this week also before this hurricane. And we will see how it looks. I'm going to start back again on Saturday and see how it goes.
Yeah.
And, we have west winds on Saturday at 5 to 10.
Yeah, you got a one-day window.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then
and I'm going to take
like
it.
Crap.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Again.
Yeah,
it's
that time of year. We talk about this all the time. I mean, you know what's so funny about this, Leon? Is our windows are getting further
smaller
and smaller and further apart.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, here we come up on Thanksgiving. You usually, you know, you know, we all are at least get 3 or 4 days into Thanksgiving, you know, and we get one or two that beg us for Thanksgiving Day, and you go, no, I'm going to get killed.
Of course, I got the same guy.
And,
every year.
You know.
That's right. Can we do Thanksgiving? We'll pay you double.
Yeah.
I have family
but
things.
But, yeah, I mean, I got the day after. That's all I got that whole week. I mean, phone, you know, I don't know.
But it's usually an incredible week of fishing.
Oh, that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
It's that last, I don't even want to call it transition because it's not really transition.
No, it's
but,
not.
But
it's not.
It's just the water temperature should be 68, 69 degrees, I think, right now, not 78.
No, I agree with that. Yep.
and because we've had enough nor'easters and all that to get that way, but woof, I mean, it's going to be a little nippily chilly on that water on Monday at 43 degrees.
Yep.
Especially when you're sitting around in shorts right now in a t-shirt, it's 84 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's going to be a high of 60.
Yeah, I know. And I'm going to be sitting in a tree.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be sitting. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Not even. Yeah.
Hell, you're going to be the only thing in the tree. There's going to be no leaves left on it after this.
Dude, it's incredible. It's amazing. Like, you take my 5-acre pond.
Yeah.
Is surrounded. It's a cypress pond, right, Leon?
Okay.
So when I got there, all of the tines are, I guess that it's the leaves that are on a cypress tree. They're not leaves.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And they were all brown, right? Yesterday, first they're all gone.
Really?
Okay, but they're in my pond.
No.
The whole top of my pond is.
And they're like an inch long. They're just.
No, they're long. It's this long and straight.
Okay.
Yeah. But I was like, I came back in. I was like, oh my gosh, look at this. I got like an algae bloom or something. I went, that's not an algae bloom. Those are cypress tree leaves.
Speak of that, you know what you're going to see probably, Leon? And I'd be. Mm. Is mangrove bugs going to be all over the place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're going to have to lock your truck in four-wheel drive coming out of the ramp, guaranteed. Yep. They're going to be everywhere after this.
That's what
why don't you pick up a couple of those and see if you can grow them?
Didn't I send you guys a picture of the castaway
yes.
I found?
I thought that was so
cool, and I released it way upstream. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I was like, hey, little guy, I'm going to take you for a ride.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but that's what you need to do. Yeah, just get like a little 2-gallon bucket, put two or three seeds in, see if it'll grow.
You got to use marsh mud?
Huh? I don't know. You can. You can put it on the top layer. I mean, why couldn't you just get topsoil and then, the topsoil for like 2 or 3 inches and then marsh mud for like 2 or 3 inches?
Yeah, I know. I think that would be cool.
I think it'll be cool.
Yeah.
You know, see if it grows. Because if they're dropping, that means they're seeding right now. Right?
I don't know. I don't know enough about mangroves.
I don't know. I'm just telling you, there's going to be a pile of
three of us.
Yeah. That's right. That's what I said. You know what? I have to kind of go that way tomorrow. I may go down to the ramp because Carrie loves to grow
stuff.
See
what it looks like.
Talk about a green thumb. She'll definitely get something growing.
Yeah.
We might have something happening.
That would be cool. That would be really cool. Yeah. Well, what is that? That's a lemon tree, and that's a lime tree. And what is that one? That's a mangrove. are you going to put that in the yard? I wonder if it would grow. Yeah, I don't know. It's got to have salt water. Right? It's got to have something to do.
Absolutely.
It's got to have salt water. Yeah, it has to. I mean, think about it. Where they live.
Tides flood twice a day, and they grow, and they have fun. But you would think, like, salt water on your grass kills it.
Here's the other thing. What does your St. Augustine grass do during the wintertime?
Yeah,
it goes dormant, right?
Dormant.
What does wheat and rye do?
Yeah.
It grows.
You're right.
So I don't know.
I mean, what the hell? It's only two 2-gallon buckets.
Yeah, I know.
Get a half dozen, of them and get two buckets going.
Yeah.
Do one in fresh water, one
salt water. Yeah, okay. I'll do it.
See what happens. I mean, that's pretty cool.
It absolutely is. Leon, thanks, buddy.
Always a pleasure, guys. Y'all have a wonderful
day. Bye, buddy.
Great conversation.
See ya.
641-1010 if you want to give us a call on here on the Ring Power Fishing Forecast. I'm Captain Kevin Favor, Captain Scott Shank.
That's me.
And when we come back, we have Captain Chip Wingo.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Ring Power Fishing Forecast Show on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Ring Power Fishing Forecast. I'm Captain Kevin Favorsen with Captain Scott Shank.
That's me.
Yep, and we need to go talk to someone who really knows what they're talking about. That's Captain Chip Wingo. What's up, Chip?
I don't know about all that.
Come on, now.
I don't know about all that. What are we talking about?
Yeah, it's a great point. It's just kind of, it's really one of those weeks where, I'll be honest with you, I've been out of town. This is straight up the best deer hunting that we have the last week and the next week. So I'm spending it's dead slow.
Wow.
For me. Yeah, and talking to Chip today, he said it was slow for him too, and he's obviously hunting a lot of the same properties that we're hunting. But
you should bounce them back and forth to one of y'all.
Yeah. You would think, but it hunting and fishing are at the same correlations. You go hoping that it happens, that if it doesn't, it doesn't. I mean, that's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah, that's
true.
Hey,
I'm
going
to do a public service announcement.
Oh, no. Okay, public service.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
PSA.
No, come on. Folks, when this weather clears, do your best to go support your local bait and tackle, because I know for a fact that four of them flooded.
Yeah.
I mean, that are like.
Good PSA.
You know, make sure when it comes back to it, you know, a couple in Jacksonville were injured pretty bad. You know, a couple in St. Augustine and a couple in Palm Valley. So go spend some money with them when they get back.
Small
up,
businesses.
Please.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Hey, Chip, I do have to ask this. Did we get much rain up there today?
Yeah. We finally got some good rain.
Good.
Lot city rain.
So. Good. Good. Yeah. I mean, man, it's pathetic up there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It was
a big
dust bowl.
Yeah.
No, that's what my son, I mean, they dog hunt, and that's what he said. He said, you couldn't follow behind the other truck because you'd never see his brake lights if it came on.
No, you wouldn't. You absolutely wouldn't. Yep.
Yeah, you didn't want to follow somebody on a four-wheeler or a side.
No,
absolutely not.
No.
So I got there just real quick. I got there on Sunday afternoon, and the only thing I wanted to do was go check my cameras, this, that, and the other. And I got on the other side of the property, and I don't know where it came from, but dude, it dumped on me for 30 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
one cloud came over you.
It did, and I was sitting there in the middle of the side by side. You know, like oh my gosh! And I was loving it. I was like, you just bring it, Lord. Heck yeah! That's how bad it's been up there, though.
Wow, that's crazy.
Am I exaggerating, Chip? I mean, it's awful.
It's horrible when you drive down, you know, into the ravines. They're dry. I mean,
yeah.
Dust bowls. There's no water where you know. Mainly, they come to you know the spots where they come to drink. You're like, they're not coming here.
Well, the only good thing about dry is for the cotton farms, right? And I heard those guys were kind of like picking real fast.
You're absolutely right. The cotton this year has been amazing.
That's what I heard. I heard that they were had a race around here before this storm got there because
most of them have picked.
Oh, they had already.
But yeah, but I mean,
peanuts. What are we doing with them? Is it a dry thing
So the peanuts have all been done. Peanuts are done before October. I mean, before the end of October.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. They had a great season.
Because it was dry.
Because it was dry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because of.
I mean, I'm sure they had to run their center pivots and stuff on the peanuts because they still need water.
Right.
And again, I'm not a peanut farmer and cotton farmer,
but I mean, you guys are up and around it.
I've been up there for a long time, and they had a good year.
Okay.
Chip, am I wrong? I mean, the cotton fields around us.
They had a good year. They had a good year on cotton and on peanuts and corn. You know, everything grew really well. They were out here yesterday getting on it, getting it done before the storm came in so they didn't lose the crop. But, they knocked it out. So, you know, it's a shame because I went home, you know, I came up and hunted, then I went home and fished for 4 days. And the fishing was actually pretty darn good. And, you know, lots of drums showing up and some bull reds and still way too many flounder. Of course, you're catching flounder when you can't keep them. But, and there's been a lot of trout showing up. And now there's all this rain that's going to, you know, have me thinking that they're going to get pushed around again. But I was listening to you guys talk early. I'm really curious to see what happens because this hit so late.
Yes.
To our 50.
Yeah, I mean, because you know, before the show, Scott said, "Do you think these fish are going to chew after this?" I'm like, "Hell, we've never been hit in our lifetime. We've never been hit by a November hurricane. How do we know?
We've never had it. So
August, September, we know just go right to the inlet.
Exactly. In September, we know what's going on. But I mean, it's November. The water temperature is different. Everything's different.
Boy, the sheephead bite too. They've been killing them down here.
Well, see." Just all
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, they've been doing well up here.
I mean, they're
up
all
north,
bugs.
Well, not
they're
up
all,
here.
They're not, they're, you know, they're no, you know, not that many big fish. Most of them are 2.5, 3 pounds maybe at the biggest.
Right.
You know, every now and again, maybe a 5-pounder. But
you know what?
I mean, they've been killing them.
They.
Oh, no, I'm not saying
that. They smell as good as 10-pounders.
Yeah, so. Exactly. I'm with you, Chip. I mean, I don't care whether the sheep's head's 2 pounds or 10 pounds.
Now, do you guys take a pair of, like, I carry a pair of shears on the boat for them? You guys cut their fins before you fillet them?
Cut their fins?
I just use gloves, Scotty.
Because, man, there's
I've got
worse
one of those.
Than one of them
oh, you're talking about the top fin?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
And
by the way, you're right. They are. I have.
How
been.
Many have I put underneath my finger now?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It
was funny because, Chip, last weekend, Scott and I and Leon and Kirk did the show, the outdoor show, right? And like 3 days before, Kirk had sent us all a picture of this cooler full of sheep's head.
Like, really?
And I'm like, dude, I don't want to clean all those. I don't. I mean, look, I don't clean that many sheep's head. I really don't.
No, I still
find them very hard to clean.
That's probably the worst fish I hate to clean.
Yeah, and he's got to clean 40 of them?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, he had his 3-man limit.
Yeah.
He had his 3 reds. He had some big ringtails. He had some big
and mangroves.
Drum.
Yep.
And I mean, he had like 2 tables filled up at Morningstar. I'm going, who the hell wants to clean fish? So I asked him.
Yeah.
How long did it take you? Remember? And he goes, yeah, it was a little over an hour.
Yeah.
And he asked me why I like the bull red fish.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you asked me why I like the tarpon fish.
Yeah.
Talking about
carpal tunnel playing into the game. I'm out.
I come back to the dock and everybody's happy.
Yeah.
You know, you get a $100 tip.
Yep.
And,
you clean 3 or 4 fish. Yeah.
No, I don't even tarpon fish and I never clean a damn thing.
True on that. Gotcha.
You know, Scotty, I use one of those metal chain gloves.
Yes. Yes.
If I clean sheep's head, they work awesome.
That's a great idea. I'm going to use that for the tip.
Because
the power tip
this
week. Yes.
You got that knife right there and you're going backwards on it. And there's nothing
it's awful.
A 4-inch fin going straight in between your nail and your skin.
By
oh
the way,
that,
I, it, it, you
I
know,
talk about a great
I,
way
I mean,
of getting
I know you, well, Chip, Scott, you guys have cleaned a lot more triggerfish than me, but at least with the triggerfish, you can take that fin and put it down.
But that
sheep's head, man, whew.
No,
that's a,
he's got 18 of them to grab you somewhere and somehow.
Yep.
No.
One of them is going to get you, too.
One
right
of them
is going to
get me every single freaking time.
Yes.
Or in the knuckle.
Yes.
So. Oh, and it's almost like I'm not saying if you don't take care of it, it's going to get infected.
Oh, 100%.
You know, because when it goes in you that far,
100%.
You know, yeah, and so
because you're getting enough funk.
By the way,
that thing.
Folks, I know Scott doesn't, I know Chip doesn't. I do it. I keep a little bit of bleach on the boat, and I've always got Chip. I've got a little one of those 2.5-gallon buckets.
Yeah.
And I put a little bit of bleach in there and put water in it. When I get stuck like that now, I go back there and I clean my hands. I always do.
Well, 2 different years in a row, I spent 4 days in a hospital with it.
Right. And that's why I do that. It's because
trust me, you don't want to be in that.
And Chip, Kirk had it. Captain George Strait had it. Mm-hmm. I think Dennis Young.
It's no joke. I mean, 105 degree fever for two or three days, and you're on antibiotics.
Yeah, I think Fred Roundfield has it right now. See?
Yeah, Fred Roundfield's got it in his hand. Yeah, he got stuck by a catfish, and it's right there, and he didn't do anything about it right on his knuckle, and it just his whole hand turned black. So, yeah, he's got it.
I had it in my thumb. I thought I was going to lose my thumb one year. So, just
FYI.
Yeah, absolutely. But I haven't had it since I used a little bit of bleach and water.
Well, and the whole thing.
I know it doesn't feel good on your hands, but I mean, it's better than.
Well, I mean, I wear our tarpon sailfish gloves this time of year, putting shrimp on. You don't know how many fins you get horns you get stuck in.
Sure you do.
On a day, yeah. All day, you know.
He flips that tail. Yeah, it gets you. Yeah.
So like, I got the gloves like you got, the thinner, not yes. The big padded ones, the thinner kind of gloves to wear.
Yeah. Hey, Chip, real quick, you talked about the trout fishing. Okay, and you said we really don't know. What do you – I mean, you told me you've got charters next week. What are you expecting? I mean, are you expecting the bull reds to still be around? Does this storm make a move? Do you think that in Jacksonville the sheepshead are going to fire off? What are your thoughts?
I think that sheepshead are going to continue to feed well, and I think the bull reds will push out a little bit closer to the jetties. They've been really good at the jetties lately. Trout I have no clue about because they just fired off like last week again. Yeah. You know, where you're catching a lot of them, and when I say a lot, you know, when you catch 12 lately, that's a lot, you know.
Right.
And
yep.
Just random throwing artificials, but I think I don't think that it rained as hard as we think it did, you know, because it moves so fast. So I mean, Leon will give us good reports on the salinity levels, but I don't think we're – I think we're good. I think it'll flush out pretty quick. We had some high tides, so that might have helped.
But what do you do about the river? We had northeast. So northeast pushed it, like, let's just say, way up into Doctor's Lake. Now we got south.
Yeah.
That's going to basically back it up. Am I correct to use that terminology?
South.
Yeah,
wind,
but we had so much
– we had that many snow days in northeast, so now we've got south. Go. I know the river runs
north.
South to north. I get that.
Yep.
But, I mean – with all that influx of that ocean still being rough, it's still going to – I mean, guys, we only got basically a day and a half of westerly winds.
And then it's going to turn around.
And it's going northeast again, yeah. 15 to 20, starting Monday.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it's going to be tough.
I think it's going to be really tough, personally. Yeah.
I'm going to hopefully be optimistic.
Yeah,
be
I know.
Yep. I'm sorry. Everybody always calls me the natty nanny.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the deal, Chip. If it's tough, you and I know where to go.
Yeah.
The bar?
Straight north.
Straight north.
Straight north. No,
143 miles from my house.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, all
right,
buddy, River Catfish.
Are you sitting in the morning?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's
okay.
It's going to be a little bit warm tomorrow, but that's fine. I can't resist now. It's game on. So.
Yeah, it is. It is. I had some great reports from today, and I was jealous because I had to pack up and leave.
Well, Captain Kirk killed a nice one.
He did. He did.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear that story on Saturday.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. All right, buddy, we appreciate you. You be safe.
Bye, buddy.
Yep. All right, when we come back, let's look at the weather.
Oh, that's fine.
You know what I mean? And because it looks like the weekend anglers are going to get a break.
Yeah, go get a break Saturday and Sunday and enjoy it.
Yep. You're listening to the Ring Power Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank. I'm Captain Kevin Favor. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Ring Power Fishing Forecast Show on 1010XL.
All right, Cap Scott, let's get to this forecast. And this is a little different simply for the fact that usually when these storms go by, they take everything with it, all the moisture. And literally the next day, it's like dead calm. Mm-hmm. Not this forecast. Tonight, tropical storm conditions possible. Southeast winds 25 to 30 with gusts to 50.
Really?
Tonight, yeah.
Wow. Still calling 50 not possible?
Now, this is the marine forecast. Okay. All right, so that's a little different than
the
land. But still, we're close enough to the ocean here.
Yeah.
Seas 13 to 16 feet.
Yes.
Tomorrow, 20 to 25 out of the south, gust to 40.
Wow.
Tomorrow, which, and everybody knows, it's you got some huge seas, 9 to 12 feet.
Well.
Friday night, southwest winds 15 to 20, diminishing to 10 to 15 after midnight. So Saturday's west winds 10 to 15, becoming southwest 5 to 10 in the afternoon. So
you got an afternoon tide this week, too. Low tides at 5:30.
Okay.
For St. Augustine.
Okay. All right. So then on Sunday, 15 to 20 out of the north.
Yeah.
Right out of the north. So that's a cold front that's coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And then Monday, northeast, 15 to 20. Tuesday, east winds around 10 knots. And then Tuesday night, it's going southeast, 10 knots. Seas, the seas are still 5 to 6 feet.
Yeah, ain't nothing calming down. You ain't going offshore.
No, you're not going offshore.
It was so funny. We're listening to a tropical storm. I was listening to Weather Channel partly last night.
Yeah.
So then I'm listening to Hurricane Nicole down here or whatever. And all of a sudden, we got Winter Storm Andrea Holtz or whatever that's coming up in
The blizzard.
The blizzard.
Yeah.
And some, they got like 6 to 12 feet of snow, like in Montana or something like that. I'm going, what in the hell is this? We got two different things going on at one time.
I saw that on the news this morning. I'm like, how can we have this cold front? Now that they're naming them.
Name everything now. They got to have a blizzard. They got up north, they got to call it too.
Yeah. Yeah, but you had this blizzard coming down, and then you got a hurricane coming through Florida. It's like, dude, I can't get my mind around all this. So anyway, folks, make sure you join us for the Nimnik Outdoor Show on Saturday morning. It'll be myself, Jeff Loggeman, Captain Kirk Waltz. Captain Kirk killed a really good deer
this
week, so we get to hear that story. For Captain Scott Shank, I'm Captain Kevin Faber. Y'all have a great weekend. See ya.